joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline. Mr. Dale Hedke, the Chief Operations Officer at the National Cybersecurity Center. Dale, welcome to Afternoon News.
Hey, thank you, Ted. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome. A big, big deal coming up very soon, the National Cybersecurity Symposium.
Yes, absolutely. This is our yearly event that brings in people from all over the country, and we even have some international folks showing up this year. It's a two-day event, and it starts tomorrow, like you said, starting very, very soon.
I should correct myself. It's actually the National Cyber Symposium. I do apologize for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Dale, if you don't mind, talk a little bit about National Cybersecurity Center, its role, and then let's talk a little bit about the Cyber Symposium itself, its impact on we everyday citizens.
Yeah, sure. So the National Cybersecurity Center, or NCC, we are a, think of us like a think tank. So we go out, we try to find challenges and opportunities in the cybersecurity realm, and then we find people who can help attack those challenges, and we bring them together. And that is really what we do here, is we go out and we find those people that can help. As far as the symposium goes, it's sort of along the same lines. We've got a great lineup of speakers over the next 2 days that are coming in and just talking a wide range of subjects that we believe will help educate and empower everybody who's in attendance to learn and to find answers to cybersecurity challenges facing us not only today, but also in the future.
Absolutely. You discussed this in terms of educating the next generation of game changers.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so one of the big topics that is going to be discussed over the next couple of days is workforce development. And we've got educators from a whole bunch of different institutions and organizations that will be discussing workforce development. You know, some people say that there's going to be about 3 million open jobs by 2021 in the cybersecurity realm. And so what will be discussed over the next couple of days is, how do we train not only enough of these workers to go out there and fill these jobs, but also, are we giving them the correct education and the right tools so that they are able to attack these challenges and make game-changing types of advancements in cybersecurity, which we desperately need.
Well, it is a game of chess with terrorists is basically what it is. You've got to be able to outsmart them all the time.
Yes, indeed, you do. And that is, you know, there's another topic that's going to be discussed is cybersecurity for both corporate and government agencies. I mean, it doesn't take long when you go online or you listen to news or whatever to see that, you know, cities these days are being attacked and held at ransom by these hackers. And so you're right. I mean, it is a game of chess. And we want to get the right people in the room to be able to talk about and learn how to stay one or 10 steps ahead of the bad folks.
And can we, members of the general public, become involved some way, somehow, to help with this mission that NCC is on of strengthening our national cybersecurity and keeping those defenses up?
Absolutely. One of the easiest ways is to become a member of the NCC. And you can follow along with us online. So there's several different ways right there. But the National Cybersecurity Center is not the only entity here in Colorado Springs. We are full of cybersecurity organizations that want to help out. For instance, UCCS, right up the road from us here, Pikes Peak Community College, both of those organizations are leading the way in workforce development. There's a whole slew of cybersecurity organizations, companies here in town that are also leading the charge on some fantastic innovations in cybersecurity. And the NCC, we just want to help make sure that Colorado Springs is put and kept at the forefront of cybersecurity in the nation. We believe it is so vital, and we believe that Colorado Springs, the community itself, is ripe to be picked as the top cybersecurity place in our country.
And again, the way this touches those of us who are average citizens, we can get into an educational track to learn the skills that we need to go into this sector and get into this job field, and we can help that way. That's a lot of different things going on. What I think I look forward to, Dale, is love to have a follow-up visit with you after the cyber symposium, talk about some of the outcomes of some of those discussions that you and the other leaders in this space are going to be having.
Yes, Ted, that sounds fantastic. And I just want to say that the symposium that we're having is shaping up to be a fantastic community event. We couldn't put this on without help from the Colorado Springs community, such as from the Office of the City of Colorado Springs, the El Pomar Foundation, and the Broadmoor, just to name a few of the great organizations right here in town that are helping us do this. So yes, I'd love to come back on afterwards and just tell you a few of the things that we've learned over the next couple days.
That will be fantastic. Dale Hetke, Chief Operations Officer at National Cybersecurity Center, talking with us for a minute or two about the Cyber Symposium over the next couple days. We will have that visit in the next few days. Dale, thank you for everything all of you do. We appreciate your visit today.
You bet, Ted. Thank you.